Good day, friends. It's February the 19th, and the year just keeps marching on. We are moving quickly through the holidays and totally into life as this year progresses. Isn't that exciting? Each day brings us something new to discover of God and to live in this wonderful world. We are very blessed in Perth. The weather looks to be an overcast but beautiful, windy sort of day ahead of us. We have so much to be grateful for. We're in the book of Exodus, discovering more about how God has called Moses to do and to lead the people out of slavery into the promised land. And there's a lot of step-by-step decisions and thoughts that apply to our lives too. So we pick up the story, Moses being 40 years learning the ways of Egypt, making a disastrous decision and took the life of someone, ran and has spent 40 years isolated, so most theologians believe the time span is, and he's now confronted with meeting his maker, the God of his ancestors, before the burning bush, and he's leant over to see this amazing thing. Before we start, have a moment of 20 seconds in stillness. Exodus 3, verse 6, starting. Then he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And at this Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. The Lord said, I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt, and I have heard them crying out because of their slave drivers, and I am concerned about their suffering. So I have come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land into a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey, the home of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. And now the cry of Israel has reached me, and I have seen the way the Egyptians are oppressing them. So now go. I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. The call and for Moses, it was a reinstatement of something that he had given up on. His concern and his care for his own people. A land flowing with milk and honey. A land where things would be fruitful and not under slavery. It's fascinating, I think, that we live in that land to some degree here in Australia. May we not take for granted those that live under oppression and hardship in many ways throughout the world. It's interesting too that I think each of us are called to go. It echoes the Great Commission when Jesus said, I am sending you. Parallel phrase here, I am sending you, the Lord gives to Moses. So it reminds us that we are not, as people of faith in Jesus and the God of creation, we are not to be content in this place, wherever we are. We are actually a people sent to others, to communicate, to restore, to build up, to rescue, to bring this love of God that we receive to someone else. So we're not a bottleneck to spend years isolated doing our own thing, looking after sheep or doing your work setting. That's not the end result. The end result of a people of faith in God is to be sent, to take a message, to bring healing, to bring transformation, to communicate a word. So may I encourage you today that this day, on this week, that God is placing you somewhere. He's got a message or an action for you to convey to someone else. When I think in the phrase here that God has seen their cries, and I have come down, he said, I have come down to rescue them. And he's using and inspiring and moving Moses to be that one. So it's a considerable idea that God is coming down, engaging in the world through Moses, through you and I. That's a place of honor to accept and to be sent. And I encourage you, be those people. Act, respond in some way today, because God is sending you. From Proverbs, verse chapter 3, verse 9. Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of your crops. Then your barns will be filled with overflowing, and your vats will brim with new wine. Honor the Lord. Be a person being sent. Take your gifts that God has given you, place them before others in some way, and the promise is there that you will be returned for that action that God is giving you. God bless, friends. Spend some time in quiet meditation and thoughtfulness of what God is calling you to do. Speak to you Friday.